Another inning fit for Hollywood. Dan, you brought your Rams back to Los Angeles. You built the world's greatest stadium. You brought together the greatest players and coaches. And now you've won Super Bowl 56. Congratulations. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is staying in Rams' house.
That highlight was courtesy of NBC, and the Rams are Super Bowl champions. And luckily for us, someone local got themselves a ring. And it's nice. It's nice, and we get an opportunity to talk with people that are out here doing good. Right now, Brian Allen, the Rams center, joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Brian, congratulations, man. How does it feel to be a champion?
It's pretty crazy. Still trying to wrap my head around it and comprehend everything that's happening. It hasn't quite set in yet. Haven't really had time to, because since the games ended, I've done nothing but sleep, really. So, but that's awesome. Awesome to see all of our hard work come to fruition and all of our goals come through at the end of the year for our team.
As you guys were making that defining drive at the end of the game, what was the huddle like?
We knew we were only going to have a couple, maybe two chances left at it when we were going out there in the fourth quarter. And we were kind of stalling out since really the second half. We weren't moving the ball too well offensively, and knew we were running out of time and had to go down there and get points if we wanted to get it done. And once we got moving on that drive, we knew that that was going to be it. And I knew it was 15 plays or something. It seemed like forever, but whatever we had to do to get done was getting done, and was cool to see happen.
What would you say that Matthew Stafford added to you guys' huddle and to you guys' team?
Yeah, he just brings 13 years of wisdom with him, and really helps settle everybody, make sure we're always in the right play, and make sure guys are lined up right, and it really brings a calmness and professionalism to our offense. So it's great having a guy who's played as much football as him, and couldn't be happier for him to get his first Super Bowl after all the stuff he's been through in his career.
You've got at least two guys on your team that I wonder if NFL players even wonder, like, how they're able to do what they do. I want to start with Cooper Kupp. Watching him win the Triple Crown as a receiver this season and knowing that you're a part of that, to giving the quarterback time to get the ball to a player like that, do you marvel at what you're seeing and how productive he was able to be?
Yeah, I think I saw some stats they were posting this morning, just guys, careers as a whole, and people like Jerry Rice and other receivers of that nature have never really done what Cooper was able to do in a whole season. Guys have been able to do it throughout their career, but never in one cumulative season. So it's pretty impressive, the year he's had. But you see how hard he works every day. It's no surprise the success he has. He's I like to think I'm one of the first ones in, but it's hard to beat that guy into the building. It's hard pulling into our facility and not seeing his black Mercedes be one of the first cars in here. So, everything he's got, he's earned, and, super happy for him. Just glad I can be a little part of it.
I know that you're concentrating on your own work. I mean, offensive line and playing center in particular is really, really difficult. But when you're watching a guy put in that amount of time to get his footwork right, get his communication right with the quarterback, understand what the concepts are of the offense, is that something that even a player at your level, like an NFL player, can take and add to what it is that they do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think whenever you see someone working hard, it inspires you, and especially when you see it translate to the football field, it inspires you to work harder and kind of try and chase certain attributes about certain players. So it definitely inspires me to work harder and, get more time in the film room and things of that nature. So grateful to be his teammate and have learned a lot from him.
Brian Allen of the Rams, the Super Bowl champion Rams, joining me here on The Score for a few minutes. The other guy on that list is Aaron Donald. And I imagine during July and August, you see a lot of Aaron Donald up close. So what's it like to deal with him in practice and then watch him on game day?
Yeah, unfortunately, I get to spend the later half of July and early part of August with him every year. So it's, it's pretty awesome to be his teammate. You know, I've played competitive sports, you know, we'll say since I was 8. I've really never seen anything like this guy. And you want to talk about another guy who, you know, works incredibly hard. He's not just, you know, I mean, he is God gifted talent for sure, but he doesn't stop there. You know, he works incredibly hard, and, you know, another one of those guys who, you know, you're always chasing, you know, work ethic wise, and someone who sets a great example. But, you know, the things he does, you know, people want to argue and, you know, talk about greatest of all time. I don't see anything without that guy being one of the best, if not number one, greatest defensive players of all time. He's unbelievable, and the way he dominates people, you just don't see other guys doing that. So pretty awesome to see, and, you know, it's a relief when, you know, you see him doing it to other people and know you're not the only one. So
Brian, what is it like? Take me inside of what it's like to deal with him on a play-in, play-out basis. Is it, what are the things that set him apart from other players that are good and some of them that do dominate games, but it seems different with him. So what makes him different?
Yeah, you know, his, not to get too advanced, but a really good pass rusher is, you know, able to chain pass rush. If you beat his first move, he's got a counter for that. If you beat his second one, you know, maybe he has a counter for that. You know, really good guys, they can maybe get to a third one. An average guy, he's maybe got one, maybe got two, but this guy, just whatever you do to try and stop him, he's got a counter for it, and it just rolls in, you know, simultaneously as you're thinking you got him with the first one. So he's just so strong, so quick, you know, can get to his next rush, you know, faster than he probably got to his first. So just creates a lot of problems for guys blocking him.
So if he can't get there with the bull, he might go swim. If he can't get there with the swim, he might go hump. If he can't get there with the hump, he might go spin.
And it's coming right now, so you better figure out how to stop it, man. Your quarterback's dead, so.
That's the truth. That's 100% the truth, man. Look, anyone that makes it to this level has a supreme support system. So for you, growing up and playing in Hinsdale, who were the people that helped put you on the path to get you to this place?
Yeah, you know, really just my parents. You know, they've always done a great job, you know, making sure I was doing things the right way. And, you know, if I wanted something, that I was working for it. And, you know, I had two brothers as well who I, you know, got to play football with in college. And, you know, my older brother had an NFL career, and my little brother's, you know, currently coming up right now training for the draft and stuff like that. So I come from a pretty good family who's helped me get here. And, you know, whether it was my brothers pushing me or my parents, I would have always had someone who, you know, was never letting me stray too far from my goals or, you know, what I wanted to accomplish.
When you were a kid, who were the players that you looked up to or you said, I can be that when I become an adult?
Yeah. I went to my first Bears game. It was like the first time I really fell in love with football and wanted to do it. And there was some guy on the Bears who had the first same name as me. So I was a big Brian Urlacher fan. Didn't know anything about him really, other than we had the first name for a while, and he just so happened to be a pretty good linebacker once I, you know, grew older and kind of figured out what was going on. So that was definitely my idol kind of growing up. So
yeah, I can imagine, like, you grew up in, and when those teams were, that defense was really dominant. I covered those teams. It was a lot of fun to reminisce over the fact that it's been 15 years since that team went to the Super Bowl. And now I get the chance to work with Olin Krutz. And, I mean, that guy was an absolute animal at the center position. So I was wondering if there was any, like, if that was one of the guys, once you figured out what you were doing position-wise,
oh, yeah,
you're like, let me look at that tape.
Yeah, no, I grew up idolizing him. I know Olin pretty well, too. I've been in his gym a couple times in Lake Forest, worked out with him. So, you know, definitely being a shorter center, too, you know, someone who they said was too small. You know, he was a guy who, you know, heard the same things and, you know, told everyone, you know, that they were idiots and proved them wrong. So he kind of gave me a good blueprint to follow.
No doubt about that, man. I know that this last year, forget about the football, like what you were dealing with COVID, like, was really difficult as well. So What do you think you learned from that journey? And one, I'm glad that you're okay, and I'm glad that you won a Super Bowl. But this has been the last 2 years and two seasons have been strange, to say the least.
Yeah, I had a knee injury in 19, and that kind of lingered into the 2020 season, and definitely a weird time for me, not really being able to do what I wanted, but just one of those things you got to, fight through that, you don't really understand at the time, but, afterwards, having gone through it, kind of grateful for it, and, better having gone through it than not.
What's the snapshot that you'll remember forever from what happened on Sunday?
Just, after the game, seeing the confetti, being around my teammates, seeing all the smiles, all the happiness. It was, a lot of culmination of hard work and, not from just me, but, everyone, the whole organization. So it's a good day for everyone. Everyone was just super happy for each other and was cool to be around everybody.
Walk me through what it felt like on the sideline on that last play when Aaron gets to Joe Burrow.
So I was actually I started cramping on that last drive. So my forearms and quads were about to go. So I was thinking I got to get those out because we're going to go to overtime. That was my thought. So I didn't even know what was happening. I was with the trainers getting iced down and getting certain stuff shot into me to try and get the cramps to stop. And then I just heard everyone, erupt. And they're like, you got to go take the knee. So I didn't even know what was going on at that point defensively. I was getting ready for overtime in my mind. And just thankful I could, trot out there to snap it a couple times for knees.
I'm sure that there was a lot of relief where you're like, please don't call that second timeout. Let's just kneel down on this ball and let's get out of here.
Exactly. So. But no, it was definitely a relief going out there knowing we were taking a knee and it was over. So,
well, listen, man, I really appreciate you jumping on the show. I know that the Hinsdale community is really, really proud of you. The folks at Michigan State are really, really proud of you. Of course, your entire family. But thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time, man. If you want to shout out anyone, feel free. The Chicago Airways are yours, Brian. Shout out whoever you want.
No, you're good. I appreciate you for having me on and definitely thankful for Hinsdale and everything that place has done for me. A lot of special people who have gotten me here, from there, and thankful for everything that I've learned and experienced there. So appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, man. Good luck and good health the rest of the way, sir.
All right, thanks. You too.
That is Brian Allen, center for the Los Angeles Rams, who played at Hinsdale Central. He was fun.